You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, God Wants to Help You. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Early one morning in New Orleans, Louisiana, in 1927, a beautiful young lady arose from her bed and got dressed. Then she stepped out the front door of the home of her wealthy parents and waited briefly. Soon a car pulled up, and the young lady got in. Then she was quietly whisked away 60 miles up the dark river road to a hospital guarded by tall fences. Here, this young lady would remain potentially for her entire life. This attractive debutante had just learned that she had contracted the most dreaded disease of her day called leprosy. So dreaded was this disease 69 years ago that when this young lady arrived at the hospital, she immediately changed her name in order to protect her family. According to the New York Times, leprosy has been one of the most feared, misunderstood, and mysterious diseases in all of history. The dreaded stigma surrounding leprosy is as ancient as the printed word, and for centuries, leprosy has always been associated with the worst of society's outcasts. And for this reason also, it continues to constantly amaze students of the Bible when they read the reaction of Jesus Christ as he met lepers in his public ministry. Jesus did not fear them, and he did not shun them. In fact, we read that Jesus touched them. Yes, he touched those whom everyone else considered as unclean. In every case, Jesus always understood the helpless and the hopeless feeling of the society-segregated leper. Instead of hesitating, Jesus immediately loved them and he helped them. Oh, what a message of encouragement for those of you today who feel that no one understands your situation. What good news for those of you who are convinced that no one really cares about your difficult days. At this hour, you may be disease-free, and you may not have leprosy or any other serious sickness. Instead, however, the focus of your struggle may be your relationships in your family or in your personal life. But this makes no difference whatsoever. Jesus does understand your situation, whatever it is, and he is both willing and he is able to help you. And so for your encouragement today, let me read the brief encounter which took place between Jesus and the leper as it is recorded in the Bible. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8 we read, "And when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great multitudes had followed him. And behold, a leper came and bowed down to Jesus, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' And so without hesitation and filled with divine compassion, the Bible tells us that Jesus stretched out his hand. He touched the leper. Jesus said, 'I am willing. Be cleansed.' The Bible then explains that immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Now you see, the point that the Bible makes here is very, very powerful. The leper obviously knew that he was totally unworthy to approach Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God. Added to his physical malady, this poor leper, yes, his poor soul, had to deal also with the gross ignorance and the crass arrogance of many of that day, who should have been helping instead of hindering him. And we can well imagine that with this terrible disease of leprosy, there were surely some of the more so-called respectable people of that day who tried to keep the poor leper away from Jesus, the divine physician. You see, Jesus was the leper's only hope, and so the leper obviously was not going to give up. This tortured man, a miserable soul to say the least, without a single hope for this life, had surely heard about the wonder worker, the miracle worker, the man called Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus was indeed his only hope. And the Bible tells us that in those days, the news of Jesus' many and mighty miracles had spread through the entire region. Everybody was talking about this Christ who was causing the blind to see, the lame to walk, and the deaf to hear. We can well imagine how rapidly this news was spreading among those who had no other hope. No wonder the helpless leper was now seeking Jesus with fearless faith and without hesitation. And no wonder he spoke clearly and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Oh, my friend, no matter what you are facing at this moment, let these words of the leper be the basis of a new start and a new day for you also. Yes, let the leper's confession of confidence in Christ be for you today a great encouragement. Maybe it is your rebellious son or daughter who is now causing you to be at your wits' end. Or it might be your stubborn and indifferent parents who will not take the time to listen to your concerns. Or perhaps it might be the people where you work who don't seem to understand what you are saying and what you are trying to do. Or maybe even it is your spouse who constantly refuses to forgive and to set aside all those past grudges and angers that you've experienced. Any of these frustrations can make life very, very difficult. These challenges can drain the strength of even the very strongest. And so for this reason, don't hesitate one more moment. Follow the example of the faith-filled leper. Look with unswerving faith unto Jesus. Jesus Christ is your gracious master in this life and your savior from sin. In silent and earnest prayer, confess to God your own sins and wrongs. Speak to God openly of those times where you have failed, both with Him and also with your family and with your friends. And then, with the persistent faith of the leper, say with confidence in Christ, your divine intercessor, "Lord, if you are willing, you can help me, no matter what my problem might be." Then, my friend, go forth. Yes, go forth with confidence in Christ and repeat the words of the psalmist, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Again, the psalmist says, "The unfortunate person commits himself to you, O Lord. You have been the helper of the orphan." Then restate in your own words Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. "The Lord is my shield and my help." Finally, repeat with confidence the words recorded in Hebrews chapter 13. "The Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid." Now, of course, I know you may be saying, "Yes, I realize what the Bible says, but I don't have the courage of the leper." This may be true, of course, and perhaps the reason that your heart is hesitant, and maybe the reason that you may feel unqualified to approach God, might be because you don't really understand God, and you really don't know who He is. But you see, any words I might use and any description I might offer would be totally inadequate to tell you or anybody else today who God really is. So let me use the simple words of Jesus when He says, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him," in Jesus, "shall not perish, but have everlasting life." This is the good news of God's unqualified love for you today. And there are no strings attached to this good news. God is a God of grace and mercy. God never says, "I will love you if you do this or if you do that." You see, God loves you without condition. Jesus made this crystal clear when He further explained that God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. When the leper approached Jesus with a faith filled with boldness and courage and crammed with confidence, he was obviously trusting not in himself, but rather in the mercy of God. You see, this leper, this social outcast, knew that he himself possessed no qualifications whatsoever by which he, on his own merit, could come even into the distant shadow of Christ, the Son of God. The leper, however, did know the important thing. You see, he knew that Jesus was a man of mercy. Yes, the leper did indeed see Jesus as the Christ of compassion. And so today, I urge you in the same way to see God as the Bible presents Him and as Jesus describes Him. St. Paul explains God's grace beautifully when he says that God has delivered us. Yes, He has delivered you and me from the domain of darkness, and He has transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of all of our sins. Oh, my dear friend, when you get to know the true God of the Bible, the God of grace and mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will also experience a living faith, a healing and a saving faith given to you as a gift from God Himself. This same faith then will fill your life with great boldness, and as a result of being connected to God by faith, a new life will begin within you. And so then, instead of being held down by your daily concerns and frustrations, in Christ, through this new God-given faith, you will, just like the leper, be enabled by God to rise above your daily difficulties. And instead of being pressed down by the sins and mistakes of your past, in Christ, God will free you. Yes, He will free you from the guilt and curse of your sin, and He will then also enable you to live in this life with an attitude of confidence and a spirit of hope. So, my friend, don't delay in making your urgent plea for help to Christ today. Your Savior is waiting to hear from you. Jesus wants to help you. And in His love and mercy, Christ wants to help you now. The Bible says that Jesus is not only willing, He is able to assist you. Christ's desire is to erase your failures of the past and to give you, out of His grace, a complete pardon and to lift your burdens of the present. A lady from Maryland recently wrote our office, and she poured out her heart asking us for help. "You cannot imagine," she said, "how desperate I feel. There is tension in my marriage, my children don't appreciate me, they don't visit me, and my job is very uncertain." Many of you listening today can probably identify with the broken spirit of this desperate woman. And maybe you also often put on a good front, in the public at least, but privately, deep down inside yourself, you are suffering in silence. Now is the time, my friend. Now is the time for you to do like the leper did. Cast aside all of your concerns about what others might think of your actions, and then, like the leper, act boldly and in faith. Go directly to God. You see, the Bible tells us very clearly that he who comes to God in repentance and faith, God will never cast aside. God is a God of grace and mercy. Never hesitate to approach him just as a small child with great confidence approaches his Father. The crucifixion cross of Christ is the clearest symbol and the most certain sign that God will not only hear your concerns, he will respond to your concerns also. God will indeed help you. Will not, the Bible asks, the God who was willing to give up his only Son, surely then give unto you all the other things you need in life? And so then, as you experience the helping hand of God, praise his name for his deliverance, and as you begin to thank your gracious Heavenly Father, the Spirit of God will surely flood your heart with a beautiful new attitude. Thankfulness for what God has given you will then drive away the anxiety in your life. "Call upon me," God says, "in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Oh, let your heart then also be filled with the joy of the hymn writer who wrote, "Blessed is the man forever blessed, whose guilt is pardoned by his God, whose sins with sorrow are confessed and covered with his Savior's blood." With confidence in God's grace then, my friend, do as the leper did in the Bible. He came to Christ, and then say with the hymn writer who wrote, "Drawn to the cross which thou hast blessed, with healing gifts for souls distressed, to find in thee my life, my rest, Christ crucified I come." O Lord, we pray, let these words of hope flood the hearts of all who are listening today. And then, O Lord, enable them as you enable the leper to come to Christ for forgiveness, for hope, and for a life that is eternal. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.